This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Wait a minute. Is Hennon gone again? Well, hey, wait a minute. Now, this is very important stuff. We're crossing over from being a Fargo-Moorhead High School student to all of a sudden being almost ready for Yale. And the question is, when UND plays Yale in hockey, what are they going to cheer for? Scott Henning back soon. Todd Mitchell here. 701-258-0550 or toll free at 1-800-228-0550. You could be the Delta Contractors One Call Does It All call of the day today. Global Solutions for the oil and gas industry. Call Eric today at 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151. Or go online, deltacontractors.net. Turnkey wall sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, temporary flaring services, electrical instrumentation. I knew I was going to get one of those words wrong. I got it. Electrical Instrumentation Services. See, Eric can do all that better than I can. 406-250-8151 or deltacontractors.net. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, the other way you can get in. Or, of course, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. District 45 Republican Chairman and Chief Fill-in for Scott Hennon when he needs to be gone at some given point in time or another. John Trandum is on What's in Your Mind today.
Hey, Todd, Chief Fill-in. When was I promoted to Chief?
Well, actually not Chief. We can't use Chief. That's right. We're not
supposed to use
the word Chief anymore. The primary District 45 fill-in. It's like that episode of Cheers. We can't give you a raise, but we can give you a title.
Hey, sweet.
The supervising chairman of District 45, What's in Your Mind, fill-ins.
Is there any chance I can get both?
Sure.
The raise and the chair?
No. See, that's the way it works. We can't give you a raise, but we can't give you a title. Now, we can make the title even more fluffy if you'd like.
Hey, well, you work on that. You work on that.
We'll get our crash research team on that.
We'll have my anointing. That would be
Rev is polishing the... polishing the turd as we speak.
Well, welcome all to the show. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. This is a lot of fun for me. I'm no professional by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh,
that's why we've got Todd here to help foster the show along and make
no,
sure
we have
go.
Todd but here because we can't find a professional when Scott's gone. So
playing the upright bass again. No second fiddle for Todd. He's the upright bass.
the upright bass.
Now for the nice. For the listeners out there, I want to hear from you because I've got obviously a lot on my mind, as I always do, with regard to politics and society and things that are going on internationally and nationally. But numbers to the studio, and we'll have open phones until the bottom of the hour here, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or text Todd at 701-226-8503. We welcome your input. At 9:30, we will have Christiana Purvis, a Republican National Committee spokeswoman, to discuss President Trump's budget proposal. Now, there's a lot of talk about that, Todd, right now, because we're hearing the same thing that we always hear when a Republican proposes anything, draconian cuts. Well, I looked at the budget, and it appears as though the number is the same as it's always been. The bottom line budget is about the same size as it's always been. The draconian cuts are just a matter of funding this and not funding that and giving more funding to this and less funding to that. And I hope that they're finding efficiencies, although typically with efficiencies come reductions in spending, and I don't see that. So it'll be interesting to hear from Christiana and get her perspective on Trump's budget proposal. The reality is The Senate and the House rarely just pass the president's budget proposal. Matter of fact, I don't know if that's ever happened. So they'll slice and dice it, and I hope that by the time they're done with it, it's a whole heck of a lot smaller. No matter what it is, I hope it's smaller when they're done with it. 10 o'clock, we've got Congressman Kevin Cramer for the weekly talk radio town hall. We'll most certainly welcome your phone calls for that, because that's the purpose of that segment, is so that you can weigh in, have a conversation with your representative, your sole representative in the House of Representatives, an at-large member of Congress. So that ought to be fun as well. But a couple of things to touch on before that. We've got birthdays today. I like to go through the birthdays, who was born on this day. And I do this sometimes even when I'm not on the air. But one of them, Todd, you'll recognize this name, Robert Zimmerman from Hibbing, Minnesota.
Oh, that would be the guy who played with Bobby V as Elston Gunn for a few gigs.
Whoa, now there's some deep trivia there. That's good.
I don't have any Elston Gunn music handy.
I don't know if anyone does.
I know, probably not. I mean, even in this YouTube era. Now, if you're coming up at, you know, now that way, then down the line, there'd be some YouTube or Facebook Live or something that somebody would be able to dig up. But back in 60, whatever, we didn't really post all stuff on the internet just yet. Al Gore not invented it yet.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. He hadn't invented it yet. So there's just a Bob Dylan, of course, is the man we're talking about. And he turns, believe it or not, 76 today. And we're still so used to those iconic pictures of him in his youth with his cigarette and his acoustic guitar and the incident where he went electric and got booed off the stage in, what, 19-whatever, yep. 67, or I don't know what year that was.
Five-ish, yeah, somewhere around there, mid-60s.
Thereabouts.
He was a contemporary Christian singer in the 80s, in fact, because I was playing some of his stuff when I was playing that format down in the Twin Cities.
And that even qualifies as trivia now, because I think that's long forgotten, too.
I know. It's like, wow, that's almost an asterisk kind of Trivial Pursuit card now. You know, I just happened to be there at the time he was trying to come up doing that. He and Dion were both doing that.
Yeah.
And I got to interview Dion, and I made the mistake of asking about the Wanderer and Runaround Sue and got chastised for that. And 2 weeks later, he was on Letterman doing those songs. So
good.
I don't know if I put the bug in his ear or what.
Come on, Dion. Come on.
I know.
Another one, and I know you'll know this name, Tommy Chong. His birthday today, 1938.
Oh, really?
So Tommy Chong is 79 years old. Still smoking, I'm sure.
Probably. The only thing I have handy is Earache My Eye, which is incredibly long.
That's okay. That's okay.
If you're old enough to remember Earache My Eye, it's one of those things, if you've heard it once, you do not forget. You know, some songs you probably just, you hear it and you go, I don't know, I might have heard it before. No, you'd know if you heard that one before.
Yeah. I heard him flicking his Bic there, which is a staple in all of his performances, I think. You know, another one.
He did a version of, Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. They did Born in East L.A. They did a version
right.
of that. I don't happen to have that handy. But
I remember that one, too. That had to be in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah, 85-ish, something like that.
I call that contemporary because the 80s are so fresh
in
my mind.
Yeah, no kidding.
Another one.
Busy remaking 80s movies. Dirty Dancing, really? It's too spin, and Footloose.
Right.
Have you seen the remake of Footloose? I've not seen that.
I have not seen that. I'm not really interested.
I'd be interested to find out if anybody has seen it and likes it, because it was too soon for me. I had a film professor that said he told Kevin Bacon it would be a bad career move to make Footloose, which explains why my guy became a part-time film prof and not a big Hollywood superstar.
I guess so. Another birthday today, and we're all familiar with her work. And you were talking about 80s movies. I think this goes into the early 90s, but her crowning achievement, in my estimation, Priscilla Presley. Starred with Leslie Nielsen in the Naked Gun series.
Oh, legendary stuff there.
One of my favorite series of all time. And you know what? And my wife, I'll tell you, is not a fan of that slapstick type of comedy, but even she couldn't help but crack a smile watching the Naked Gun.
Exactly. I don't even want to know if you hated those Naked Gun movies.
No, I don't.
Because I remember the TV shows, too. I mean, those were just priceless.
Yes, I don't think anyone. So Priscilla Presley, and she is turning, 72. 72, believe
it
or not. Elvis has a 72-year-old daughter. Forever young in our eyes, and Elvis, of course.
Wow.
So, isn't
it? Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get on to
stand back and go, what the?
we can get on to more consequential things. Oh, wait, I'm just... No, that's not the person I thought it was. So I won't even announce that person. Anyway, welcome to the show. If we ever get the show started here, we've got important things to talk about as well. But now that we get through the social media segment of the show where we talk about the inane, we'll move on to more important things. But numbers to the studio, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. And something I want to get into a little bit after the break is federal income tax withholding. Now, I've long contended that this should be at least temporarily suspended, if not entirely eliminated. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to pay your federal income taxes, rather that you're going to pay your federal income taxes like I do, like a small business owner does, by sending in a check every quarter. So thoughts on that are welcome. I'll go into that with a little more depth after the break here, but that's one thing that's on my mind. What's on yours? We welcome your calls, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net, deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Gass of Valley City. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On your mind. No, Leslie Nielsen is not here with us today. 1-800-228-0550, 258-0550, and the 701. Brought to you by PetroServe USA, Deli Express Sub Selects. Classic ham and cheese or traditional Italian are just $2.79 each. Liter bottles of Ice Mountain Water, 99 cents. Jack Link's Legend Beef Jerky, $8.99 each. Hershey's Layer Cookie Crunch Bars, standard size, 59 cents each. which we all know are not big enough. The king size is what you need. They're $1.09 each. And stock up. Nestle 24-pack of water. You got a big, you know, holiday weekend coming up. You should have plenty of those. They're $3.99 each, the 24-pack of Nestle water. PetroServe USA. I'm Todd Mitchell, Scott Hennin, back tomorrow, I guess. John Tranum is the District 45 Republican chairman and executive president, fill-in from District 45 on What's in Your Mind.
Sweet.
We'll change
Sounds
the title
good.
Every break just to fluff it up a little.
Welcome back to the show. Died on this day, 1984, Todd. Vince McMahon Sr., founder of the WWE. Actually, I'd say founder of the WWF, which had to change its name due to a lawsuit by the World Wildlife Fund.
And my favorite logo is the two pandas that they have on them, except one of them's got a folding chair over its head. Yeah, exactly. Whapping it on the head. That's the best logo in the history of logos.
See, there's a reason we work well together, Todd.
Exactly.
Well, welcome back to the show.
If Scott ever gets abducted by aliens or somebody in Connecticut decides to snap him up or whatever, we'll have to have a conversation then. But.
Well, you know, the problem is we do this political talk show, and the first 20 minutes is these pop culture-laden bromides that we can't seem to get away from, and we're not accomplishing anything.
Yeah,
but we're
lightening the mood, you know.
We're lightening it up, yeah, I guess.
Remember,
so. Well,
you know, lighten up, Francis. Come on, we all remember the line, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes you just got to lighten it, you know. I mean, and we had a rather, you know, heavy few days, well, days, weeks, months.
it's been heavy for a while now.
Yeah,
but I think
just,
it shall remain.
We just got
heavy.
Out of the whole Manchester mess and all that.
Oh,
and it's we're coming up to a Memorial Day weekend. We're coming up to a weekend where it's, you know, a really key time to remember. It's not just a barbecue weekend, although we do want to celebrate our freedom and all that.
Yeah,
but every once in a while, it's like, why not lighten it every once in a while?
Yeah, we could start there and see where it goes from there. But I mentioned before the break something I wanted to get into, and call numbers if you want to weigh in on this, 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. Federal income tax withholding. Now, this is something, like I said, that I've long held should be at least temporarily suspended, if not eliminated altogether. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have to pay your taxes. I'd be for that, too. But what it would do, ultimately, is empower the taxpayer to pay his own taxes, write his own check. Every quarter, you send in a check for the amount that's due, and it would inform the populace of how much they do or do not pay in income taxes. And I think it's kind of an out-of-sight, out-of-mind thing when you do federal income tax withholding. And I think that that has led to a very troubling level of complacency among taxpayers who are plowing tons of their dollars into a federal government that doesn't work, that doesn't represent them, that redistributes that money to inefficient programs that they don't support, that they don't favor. And I think it may be the wake-up call that people need to say, hey, if I got to write a check every quarter for $800, $1,000, $500, whatever it is, I'm going to demand a little bit of accountability from my representatives in Congress and from my president. And I think ultimately the reason that this could never happen is it would be the defeat incumbents act probably in Congress. I don't know how many incumbents would be reelected. Certainly Democrats would suffer by it, which is good for our country. But I don't know that incumbents would stand would fare too well either, especially when you look at Trump's budget proposal, which is similar to previous budgets, and we're in debt. Bad. We're in the hole. So that's a thought that I had. And it's not an original thought. Dick Armey advanced this idea many, many years ago. I don't know if it was in the 80s, and I've actually emailed with Dick Armey about this more recently, and he remains enthusiastically in support of temporarily suspending or permanently expending or suspending the federal income tax withholding. I recognize that members of Congress would probably say, well, that people won't pay their taxes. Well, you know what? If that's the level of contempt that members of Congress have for their constituents to say, well, if you leave people to their own devices, they won't pay the money that is due the federal government. I don't think it's a matter of our saying, no, this money isn't due the federal government. People will pay their taxes, I believe. And I guess should they take that track and not pay their taxes, maybe the government needs to take a look at itself and how it's expending those public dollars. But I think a tax revolt is long overdue in the United States. Let me know your thoughts if you'd like to call in and opine. Distinguished professor and Dr. Walter E. Williams, who we've had as a guest on the show a number of times, also emailed me on this topic and gave me a little bit of background for federal income tax withholding in saying that withholding started out as the victory tax during World War II that was justified by getting tax dollars more quickly to the Treasury to fight the war. I didn't know that. I'd not studied it. And the origin of it doesn't matter so much to me as the future or the non-future of that that particular issue. But he goes on to comment, more evidence that there's nothing as permanent as a temporary government program. Isn't that the truth, Todd? You put a government program in place, and it's probably going to be eternal. He says the harm of the withholding tax is that Americans have no idea how much they're paying in taxes. It should be repealed if for nothing more than to inform the average American. Now, you can say you do get a statement and it says, you know, X amount was withheld over the past year. But the point is the money has never been in your pocket. So you've not had to take it out of your pocket and surrender it to the federal government. And if the money is never in your pocket, you've never had an opportunity to grow attached to it. It's just kind of one of those things that it's a foregone conclusion that my salary check every month is every pay period is $1,500 or whatever. And whatever else I earn above and beyond that, I've never seen in the first place. So I don't really consider that my money to begin with. Well, it is your money. You did earn it in the first place. You worked very hard for it. And I think that you should have some information as to where it goes, how much of it goes there, and how it's being spent. I think that another among the follies in this is that I'm losing my train of thought here. We've got other stuff going on TV. I see Trump landing in Brussels ahead of the NATO meeting. But bottom line is give the power back to the people. If the people don't like what you're doing, they're going to hold you accountable for it. And as I said, I think this is something that I'll bring up with Congressman Cramer and see if he has any thoughts or notions on it. We've talked about it in the past. I know that he admires Dick Armey, a fellow North Dakotan and former congressman. And I would think that he would be aligned with him on this issue. But we'll be moving to break in a minute here. After the break, we've got an exciting guest coming up, Christiana Purvis, who's a Republican National Committee spokeswoman, to discuss President Trump's budget proposal. So this is a good transition into that, where we'll be talking about the budget proposal and how our federal dollars are handled or mishandled, as it were. And it'll be interesting to get her perspective on it and see where she takes us in that discussion. So callers welcome for her as well. 701-258-0550, 800-258-0550. And we'll be back with Christiana Purvis right after these messages.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to another edition of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Today's guest, Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer. Our question, were the Dakota Access Pipeline protest well-planned and orchestrated, or just a grassroots organic event?
Well, it was definitely planned from the very beginning. I don't think at the very beginning that it was meant to maybe turn into what it turned into. This is just me as I went through this here. As the people started coming and, you know, the word got out and what they wanted to do, it was definitely organized as far as some of the social media stuff. The biggest thing is that it really turned from the pipeline to attacking law enforcement, you know, and the people that were trying to keep this legal. And then the next step was to attack, you know, us and then try to do everything they possibly could do. And that is what really, I guess, for a lack of better terms, you know, sells papers.
Keep listening for more episodes of the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History. And thanks for listening.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Well, it ain't no use sitting and wonder why, baby. Even you don't know by now.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by MyPillow. We keep talking about it because it's truly changed our lives. I used to snore. My wife would wake up, toss and turn, go to the guest room. Oh, I can't listen to him anymore. Well, I am sleeping better than ever now. So what makes it special? It's a patented pillow. The patented pill allows you to adjust your pillow to exactly what you want, instead of the other way around, getting the exact support you need. You get to sleep faster. You stay there longer. It's customized to fit you. They come in several fill levels to ensure you get the exact pillow you need to get the best sleep. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. Take advantage of the 4-pack special to my pillow premium pillows, not the box store ones. Premium pillows. Two of those plus two go anywhere pillows as well. 800-506-9028 or mypillow.com, promo code Scott. What's on your mind, Trandum?
What's on your mind, Trandum? Okay.
Remember the good old days of Dylan at Newman Outdoor Field? And
yeah, I do. I heard him perform this live. Now, I'll tell you, his voice didn't sound like this anymore, but his guitar sounded just as good.
And we could always understand it better singing than talking, couldn't we?
Oh, my gosh. Well, welcome back to the show. John Trandum filling in for Scott Hannon this morning with Todd Mitchell there, holding down the fort on the Western Front. We've got a guest on the line here. Christiana Purvis is a Republican National Committee spokeswoman on to discuss President Trump's budget proposal, and it's the matter of much discussion right now, so we welcome her to the program and look forward to her overview of the budget. Christiana, welcome to the program.
Hi, John. Thank you so much. Good to be on.
Thank you for being with us. Now, I'll just defer to you to start here. Just give us a little bit of an overview of the budget and what are the things that what's the good, the bad, the ugly? What do you think?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the president is delivering to his promise that he made during the campaign. So I think that the American people will be pleased with this. It puts the taxpayer first. It starts to get rid of President Obama's tax and spend policies that he had for the past 8 years. It balances in 10 years and is going to make sure that there's funding for military investment and border security and, you know, ensure that we have a secure economic or economy in the future.
Now, I'm looking at the headlines, which are always misleading, so I'll allow you to sort through these a little bit for us. CNN's headline, their budget by the numbers, essentially says that the overall proposed spending is about on par with last year at $4.1 trillion. Now, if that's the case, how does it balance?
Well, they have a plan to balance out all these. So each line item in here has a plan on how they're going to pay that back over the next 10 years, something that, you know, we haven't seen in the past, whereas the president or the former president and the Democrats just wanted to spend, spend, spend with no plan to address everything we were borrowing. So that's a huge difference in this budget proposal. But furthermore, I mean, the administration has committed to, you know, reducing the debt and driving down the deficit. And I think that's what this budget proposal will do.
Well, and that's what we absolutely need. Every time I hear the word cut, it's music to my ears, because I think that we need to look at some cuts if we're going to get our fiscal house in order, which has not been in order for my lifetime. I don't know how old you are, but I don't think it has been since I was born. But now I go to all of the really important news sources first. That was CNN. Now I'm looking at NPR. And they say, of course, deep cuts to education. Now, can you give us a little bit more information as to what they may mean by that, and whether or not that's a misleading statement on their part?
Well, for instance, I mean, the Obama administration and Democrats were investing in education, quote unquote, that actually cost us more in the long run and didn't give the education opportunity to students across the nation. So this puts education back in the hands of the parents and brings back school choice, and so that everyone can have an opportunity to get the education they need and deserve.
Well, and the question with education is whether or not there's the federal government has the constitutional authority to fund or administer education in the first place. Are we going to see this trending back towards the states where it belongs?
Absolutely. And the president has made it clear that, you know, again, he wants to give school choice to parents and keep that between the parents and the teachers, not have the federal government overreaching into the lives of young students.
And as a homeschool parent myself, I appreciate that rhetorically. I'll be interested in seeing how that translates practically in our lives. But I am enthusiastic about that, and it's among the reasons that I supported President Trump in the first place. And I hate to bombard you with all of the critical statements about the budget, but that's all of the headlines.
Oh, no,
Washington
Post. Well, it's
Post
not all
says,
of them. We had a couple of editorials yesterday saying, you know, this is a truthful budget. Like, finally, we have a budget that tells the truth.
That's good, and that's what we need. We need transparency, and we need truth, and we need the citizens who are funding this budget to understand it. And that's something we've been lacking for many years. So Trump, now this is another scare headline here. Trump budget seeks huge cuts to science and medical research and disease prevention. Now, this is the old, if Trump gets his way, millions of people, mostly children and women, are going to die. What say you to the cuts to science and medical research and disease prevention? Is this another where if we defund Planned Parenthood, we're trying to take away women's rights? And if we defund embryonic stem cell research, we're killing young children?
Well, the Democrats would like for you to see it that way, but
I believe they would.
Yeah, and it's funny because the rhetoric that's been coming out, not just on the budget, but on other issues, it seems as though the Democrats must have temporary amnesia, because they actually supported cuts from food stamps to rental assistance in order to combat the debt. So they know that they have to look at different areas to cut to make sure that the budget is sustainable. But, you know, now they conveniently forgot that part. So, no, I think this budget it's not taking away important government resources for people in need. It's solely making sure that those programs are protected so that they don't, so that they're viable in the long run. And it's also putting funding back into areas that were cut that shouldn't have been cut in the first place. For instance, military, border security, and, you know, then getting the regulatory red tape out of the way of American citizens.
Sure, absolutely. And that's a good thing. I see, when I look at the Hill, I see a couple of positives followed by a big negative. First bullet point, it is a very conservative budget, as you said. They concur with you on that. Trump is not afraid to cut entitlements. Bingo, rah-rah. Trump is pushing welfare reform. That's definitely a positive in my eyes. But then the last one is a little bit of a downer. Most of the budget is dead on arrival. Well, we're going to be talking to our congressman here in the next hour, and I'm certainly going to ask him about that. But what is your take on that? How do you think that Congress will react and respond to this budget?
I mean, they don't even know that it's dead on arrival yet. They like to say that about everything the president puts out, it seems.
Sure.
But no, I think that I think this is very much in line with what our Republican-led Congress would like to see as well. So I don't think it's dead on arrival, and I know that the president's willing to work with them and was willing to work with Democrats, but they just want to keep resisting.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I appreciate your taking the time to be with us today. Any closing summary? I know that you have to get going here pretty quick, but any final words for our listeners?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show again. And like I said at the beginning, this is a budget that puts the taxpayer first, and that's why he got elected in 2016, and he's keeping his promises. So well, I think this is something that the taxpayers can feel good about.
I certainly hope so, and I appreciate you putting this in perspective for us and being with us. I hope we can do this again one day.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Christiana Purvis, Republican National Committee spokeswoman, was with us there, and she had to move along here, had a limited amount of time. But we appreciate her bringing some perspective to this, because as I said, you look at the headlines and it's very doom and gloom, very dire. And I'm not looking at the Fox News headlines. I'm looking at the mainstream CNN, MSNBC, NPR, Washington Post, New York Times, because that's what people are going to be hearing. If we look realistically at this, that's what they're going to see. That's what they're going to hear. That's what the rhetoric is going to revolve around. And I'll be interested to hear, because Congressman Cramer was critical of components of Trump's budget as well, and we'll ask him to comment about that. I won't comment about his statements about that. But she mentioned transparency. She mentioned that this is a conservative budget. I'm still curious how it balances if the proposed spending is the same as it was last year, unless it's just a matter of not incorporating the automatic increases that they include the baseline budgeting. I'm still curious about that, and it's hard for me to believe that Congress isn't going to slice and dice and reinvent this entire budget. I just hope that when they do that from the perspective of constitutional conservatives, where they actually test the budget against the constitutional authority of Congress. Now, that's a novel concept. It seems like that should be an automatic component of budgeting, is that you test the budget against your constitutional authority, and if it's determined that you do not have the constitutional authority to do X, then X is line-itemed right out of the budget. And if that's an issue that needs to be addressed, turn it over to the states as the Constitution prescribes. Makes sense to me. Might make too much sense for it to be realistic in Congress. Now, this is another area where it appears that it's going to be transparent, but after Congress gets done with it, I don't know whether or not it'll be another we have to pass it to see what's in it, or who knows. In any event, that gives us an overview prior
what
to talking to Congressman Cramer at the top of the
What would our forefathers say to the concept of we have to pass it to see what's in it? What would they say?
Holy cow. I think their heads would explode.
I would hope. That's not what this country was built on.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. No, it was built on fiscal prudence and restraint. I see that we have a text here, Todd. I missed this out of the corner of my eye. It says, John, we have been buying hemp products and think hemp to be one of God's blessings. It seems to have no drawbacks. What can North Dakota do to capitalize on this? The farmers could use the boost, too. Okay, yeah, I do. I don't have an issue with hemp products. I know that they make rope out of hemp and clothing and purses and all sorts of different things out of hemp. So that's fine. I don't know whether or not, when we look at solutions to problems like that, we have to be careful not to say, what can the government do to make this happen? It's more like, what can we do to make this happen, and how can we get the government out of the way? So that would be, in my mind, the question, and maybe that's what the texture had in mind. If you would like to call in and discuss that, we'll have open phones until the top of the hour, where we'll be with Congressman Kevin Cramer. But now we've got to move to break. We'll be right back after these messages with What's On Your Mind.
280-550 or 701-258-0550. PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayl for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We're back on What's On Your Mind. Todd's out there somewhere. Where are you, Todd? You out there?
Oh, this is the part where I jump in and tell you about some of the stuff coming up in Watford City next Friday, the Rugged West Relay for Life. Can you say that five times fast? I'm surprised I got it out once. That's a Rugged West Relay for Life. Support your local Relay for Life event, food, games, lots of inspiration. You won't want to miss it. It'll be at the old football field. More info is on the way on that. Summer art classes for kids, tots, 3 to 6, Tuesdays, June 6th through July 25th, 10 a.m. Youth 2nd to 5th grade, Thursdays, June 8th through July 27th, 10 a.m. All classes are at the Rough Rider Center. There is a fee. You can go to LongXArts, all one word, LongXArts.com. There's also a summer reading program and a multi-industry job fair, so put this on the calendar on Wednesday, June 14th. And if you want to register for it, the deadline is on June 7th. The first half hour will be for veterans preference. Otherwise, 3 to 7 Central for the multi-industry job fair. Rough Rider Center, all happening in Watford City. It's What's in Your Mind, 701-2580-550, 1-800-228-0550. Or you can text at 701-226-8503. Or you can email studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, Mr. Trandum.
Hey, I'm back. Yes, thank you.
You've not been demoted. I was just shortening your title this time.
That's okay. We don't have much time before the next break, and then we'll have, at the top of the hour, like I said before, we'll have Congressman Kevin Cramer on the air, so be sure to get those calls in the queue so you're ready to go and have your say with Congressman Cramer. We had a text. Now, Todd, we were talking a little bit in the break about this federal income tax withholding situation as well that I brought up, and apparently we don't have a ton of callers interested in it because no one called in to talk about it. But maybe it's just not
that interesting. Well, maybe everybody wants to be taxed more. By the way, folks, if you do want to pay your federal government more money, you always can do that.
You can. Well, that's the interesting
thing. Absolutely. I don't want to meet those people, I don't think. But
yeah. The lefties who want taxes to go up rarely, if ever, send in extra money themselves.
Exactly.
Because they feel like they're under tax. But the text messenger says, and I totally get this text, there is no way people are responsible enough to send in their taxes quarterly. If it is not taken out of their paycheck, the government would spend more money trying to collect than what would be sent in. Now,
Could you imagine?
I get that. It would be a massive undertaking to get people in the habit of doing that. But is it worth doing it if ultimately we could be successful in eliminating that federal income tax withholding? And my idea for compliance, Todd, would be that were you not to make your federal income tax deposits, at that point, your employer can retroactively withhold taxes due from your next paycheck plus fees. I don't know how many times people would repeat that mistake if they not only...
So you're trying to create yet another bureaucracy thing here.
Oh, no, that would be administered through the
Even more accountants, because now all of a sudden in bigger companies, you'll have some sort of director of being in charge of what the fees and all that stuff. Somebody's going to have to be the gatekeeper of that project.
It'd be the people that did the payroll in the first place, but they'd be in charge of compliance now rather than payroll. But I think eventually we would reach a point where people would get with the program. I have faith in the American population, I guess, to the extent that I believe that the people who pay taxes are responsible and would. The other thing is, if you roll back the clock to 2012 with Mitt Romney about how 47% of the population doesn't pay any federal income taxes, there's a lot of people right there that would be exempt from having to mail that check in the first place. And I certainly don't mean to castigate an entire group of people, but Maybe a number of those people would be among those who may not send in the money if they were required to. I don't know. Maybe it's just the millionaires that wouldn't send in the money, but I think most of them are already doing it because they're business owners and they're required to by law, and they do, and if they don't, they go to jail. It's an idea.
They're the highest
that I'm
on radar,
there,
too, of any government entity. If you're a millionaire, they're keeping close tabs on you already.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But Todd, you made a good point, and I totally agree with you. And I'd rather see this solution even than the one that I proposed. Let's just have a flat tax. You know, Steve Forbes was on the air with Scott a number of years ago, and I called in and talked with him about a flat tax and its impact on me as a business owner, Subchapter S Corporation, and how that would simplify my tax forms. Your tax form would be a postcard. It'd be how much did you make? Multiply by 0.15 or whatever the flat tax rate is, send in this amount. Easy. And you can do it the same as you did in the past, where you make quarterly payments based on your previous year's income. Seems simple enough to me, but it's too simple to pass. And I don't believe that that's even a component of Trump's tax reform proposal. I don't think that he includes the flat tax as an option. I think he's talking about reducing the number of tax rates.
You don't think we'd have a zillion lobbyists fighting against that, though?
Oh, I know we would. But that's no reason. That's probably all the more reason to do it.
CPAs got CPAs because of everything. You can't take it away, and my heart goes out to you. But at the same time,
all the more reason to do it.
Financial planners to make people more money or something.
Well, yeah, and I don't have any contempt for CPAs, but when it's government bureaucracy, a big bloated government bureaucracy that's complaining we're going to go away, well, good. When government bureaucracies go away for lack of necessity, that's a good thing. That's a big line in the budget when we eliminate all of the income tax compliance officers or we eliminate 80% of them because the tax code is so simplistic now that
Keep revenue steady, then you have a bigger profit. Hello.
That seems like how we balance the budget, but anyway. We'll have to move to break here. We'll be back at the top of the hour with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Numbers again to the studio, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. If you want to get in line to talk to our congressman, we'll look forward to what he has to say after these messages.
Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, welders, nobody pays you more, nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildare and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and has some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell them Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.